And today my guest is Dennis Heimdall, water chemist for the State Hygienic Lab at Iowa Lakeside Lab. And Dennis, what is the lab?
Well, the State Hygienic Lab, it's the state's public health and environmental lab. It's been serving Iowa, actually, in this role since 1904, so it's been around a long time. The Hygienic Lab does work all over Iowa in all 99 counties, looking at disease detection, environmental monitoring, and newborn and maternal screening.
Lots involved in that. Where is it located?
The Hygienic Lab's main facility is located at the University of Iowa Research Park in Coralville. There's also a testing facility in Ankeny on the DMAC campus. And then in 2008, through a collaborative agreement with Iowa Lakeside Lab, the water quality monitoring and testing lab was reopened up here at Lakeside.
What types of water testing does it offer?
All of the locations do a variety of different tests, but up here at the Hygienic Lab at Lakeside, we do mainly water testing, conduct drinking water testing that's mandated by the Safe Drinking Water Act for public municipalities. We also do testing for wastewater facilities under the Clean Water Act. And then we also work with a lot of the local soil and water conservation districts, lake groups, and the Iowa DNR to help monitor for contaminants within our waterways and lakes. We also conduct some private well testing for anybody that owns an individual well on a farm. We can do testing for them also to look at bacteria and nitrates within their water.
And I also understand you process the samples for the Cooperative Lakes Area Monitoring Program, or CLAMP. What is the CLAMP program?
Yeah, CLAMP is, like you said, a volunteer lake monitoring program. It was actually started back in 1999 by Iowa Lakeside Lab and Friends of Lakeside Lab. The volunteers go out and collect water samples throughout the summer on 9 different lakes within Dickinson County, the major lakes. And the main things that the volunteers in our lab are looking at are different water quality parameters. The main goal of the CLAMP program then is to provide some long-term monitoring data for algae conditions, and then also to just be able to educate the local citizens about their lakes and the ecology of the lakes and how important they are.
Of course, that's important to all of us in so many different ways. And what are some of the test results showing?
You know, every year is kind of unique for each lake, but this year, for instance, on East Okoboji Lake, on the very north end of the lake, there was a lot of aquatic plant growth, and that actually created clear water, and it also lowered a lot of the nutrients. There wasn't much nutrients or algae growth up there. After the plant material has kind of started to decay, you're starting to see definitely higher algae growth and poor water clarity there. Over the past 17 years on East Okoboji Lake, the phosphorus levels, for instance, have definitely been showing a decrease. And on Big Spirit Lake, there's been very good water clarity this year, again, with little lower algae blooms than in the past. And Big Spirit Lake kind of goes up and down in cycles with the water quality. And this year, it seems to be in that area where the cycle is down, where there's lower and less algae blooms. And for West Okoboji Lake, this year, there's been higher nutrients and kind of algae early on, which is kind of unusual for West Okoboji. You usually don't see much algae at the beginning of the season here. This year it was just a little different, and we've been noticing more algae blooms. But now it seems like we're starting to see actually lower nutrients, and the algae growth has kind of dropped off again, and the water clarity has been better. So West Okoboji Lake has actually, over the course of our collections for the CLAMP program, has been showing slight improvements in water clarity and water quality overall. And that's what I'd say for the majority of the lakes in the area. They've been either maintaining or actually improving their water quality since 1999, when our monitoring started.
This has been a Lakeside Science Minute, thanks to the Friends of Lakeside Lab and the Okoboji Protective Association. For further information, visit lakesidelab.org. I'm Becky Thorson for KUOO.